Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05, April the 11th. Good morning. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and you can stream our show all over the world at KCNR1460.com and then join our chat room. And we've already got some people in there already. Good morning, Lee and John and Country Kid and a number of couple others. Anyway, it's going to be a great day today. We have, I believe we have Linda Hartman calling in this morning. And then we also have Mike DeQuisto, who's running for Congress, is going to be calling, is going to be here. Linda is, of course, not only just a county supervisor, but also the assistant administrator for the Veterans Home, which leads us to a number of other things we're going to talk about, including a bus next week on the 18th, hey, heading down to Sacramento to make sure that we're there when they vote about funding the Veterans Home.
The 18th.
The 18th. And we're going to leave in the morning, and we're going to head on south. What else we have today? Oh, you know, we've got a number of things. Elections, pension funds. Rick Santorum is out of the race, so it looks like the Republican Party is going to nominate Mitt Romney. And we've got the latest figures on the support for Obamacare. You know what? Those are going to be good. I want you to hear those, too. Gosh, what else is going on? Except I have, you know, I have the love of my life next to me.
Well, how Linda? Nice. That's a nice segue.
Well, why'd you look over at Bad Bob when I said that? I mean,
because, well, my goodness, you're out of sync.
I'm out of sync because he got on the phone early.
Well, that's right. You know, I'm enjoying my, you know, I went yesterday. I'm just going to say it out loud because I think that I really appreciate that. Went to a business yesterday that handles Max, and the guy John there was able to replace my keyboard inside my computer, and I got a handy-dandy new plug as well. So, boy, I'll tell you what, that was really nice. I slid right in there under the four-year, I guess, evidently, and the entire facing of it was great.
Well,
so
they're no longer a dingy gray. I noticed that.
Well, I tell you what, just a little alcohol, rubbing alcohol in water, he showed me right away. That's the oil from your fingers, and I kept thinking, that's gross. So this is all nice and new. Speaking of nice and new, I think it's really appropriate. Well, first of all, good morning, Bob.
And good morning.
How are you today, Bad Bob?
I'm not bad. Interesting how the clouds were laying as I came down the hill this morning, but it's you know, beautiful day.
I introduced Bob to my new to my favorite sport today while he was standing out there. I said, "Guess what my favorite sport is, Bad Bob?" And he goes, "Oh," it's because he knows that something's going to happen. It's terrible. He says, "I don't know," and I said, "Roller derby, jump block," and I leaped in the air and blocked him into the other side of the studio.
Yeah.
Anyway, I kind of thought it was funny.
You missed the, of course, at the Walk a Mile. The roller girls were down there in force.
Oh man.
Yeah. You know, when are we going to have them on? I keep talking, but we got to have the girls in here.
Absolutely.
What are they? The Angry Beavers? Is that the name of the team? I tell you what. Let's go to Josh Wiley from after that comment. Let's go to Josh Wiley from the Wall Street.
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo advisor for the Wall Street Update. Market Minute. Josh, I'm just completely out there today.
Hey, well, good morning, guys. Markets opened higher ahead of some economic readings and after an encouraging start-to-start first quarter earnings season. Currently, the Dow's up 96 points at 12,812, while the NASDAQ is up 29 at 3,020, and the S&P 500 is up 12 at 1,371. Oil's up 62 cents this morning at $101.64 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.19%. Gold's down $1.30 at $1,659, while silver is up a penny at $31.68 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Home Depot's up 52 cents at $49.88. Bank of America is up a quarter at $8.79, while Intel is up 41 cents at $27.87. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. And, of course, we'll have Josh and the gang calling us back here on KCNR 1460 at 810 and, again, at 906. It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. Happy Wednesday here on the 11th of May. We'll be right back.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Reading City Council, and I've served as Reading's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, and it is April.
Oh, it's a month among lovers.
April 11th. Well, you know, we're actually, I woke up this morning, and, you know, of course, we got online. And, you know, people are looking at May dates, July dates, August dates, you know, things that are that far out. So forgive me for that. You are here. We are live. It is 48 degrees. And today it looks like we have 90% chance of showers.
Why don't we say this? It's raining out there.
Yes.
It's raining out there. And so there's your 90%.
90 and 70%.
It's 90% if you're inside the studio. The Weather Rock says it's 100%.
New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Okay, we love that. So, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Let's not forget, I heard great things happen over Easter with the brunch up there. Of course, there's live music throughout the weekends, and there is going to be a wine release with a chocolate and wine dinner in April. So we'll be telling you more about that. Hey, we've got tickets to give away in the next hour here before 8 o'clock. Two sets of tickets for some really fun events. But Carl is chomping at the bit over
here. Well, you know what?
At
it, the city of Shasta Lake had to recall in a squeaker for the ages. A squeaker. Dolores Lucero was recalled last night with a 71% of the vote to recall her. It appears that Paula, am I right there? Paula Morgan is going to be the new city supervisor. That was the latest on the recall. So the people have spoken, and Dolores Lucero is no longer the council person there at the city of Shasta Lake. we heard yesterday, and I'm, you know, I don't like passing rumors, but it came from a really, really good source, is that the Clarity Entertainment deal, the one that was going to be
building the movie studio
may have fallen through.
So if you have more information about that, share that with us. But that is,
I haven't seen it anywhere else, but I heard it from a pretty good source yesterday that it looks like that is falling through.
And, of course, on the news of that, of all that, Santorum has left the race.
That's right. Rick Santorum has left the race. And, of course, that means Mitt Romney is going to be the Republican nominee unless something really drastic happens. And as the Obama camp has said, oh, this is going to be a rough race. And you know what? He's absolutely right. They are already starting their stuff against Romney. They're starting to unloose the dogs, which they will. And here's how they're going to do it, my friends. And by the way, that's Pam Morgan that appears to have won the city council spot out there in the city of Shasta Lake.
That was a close
This is
race.
How they're going to do, oh, between the three.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as of last night, it was close. But I think, but she pulled ahead and won the race. Here's how they're going to go after Romney. Their comedians and their late night TV and all these are going to go start going after him to make him look ridiculous. And they're going to do it in many ways. You won't see Obama do it, but you'll see others that'll go against his religion. You're going to see the magic underwear. You're going to start seeing all types of stuff coming out. And it's going to be, the guy that has, who is that, Jon Stewart? You're going to see it. You're going to see it on Saturday Night Live. You're going to see things like that. They're going to start attacking Romney to make him look ridiculous. And that's just the way they do it. Remember what they did to Palin? They skewered her. They've done it for every conservative that's been out there, and occasionally you'll get some hits against against Democrats, but mainly it's against the Republicans. But they're going to go after him that way, and then they're going to go other things. But as of today, and you talk about Obamacare, which is in everybody's head, Obamacare support is at a new low. Only 39% support it. 54% oppose it. Strongly oppose it, 40%. Strongly support it at 18%. So the vast majority, and it is the vast majority, of the people in the United States are against Obamacare. They want to see the whole law thrown out, or at the very minimum, the part about having to buy insurance, being forced to buy insurance from cradle to grave. This is a huge mistake. The whole, not that the healthcare system doesn't need some things changed. Absolutely. But this whole care system, which started under Clinton, cannot be put in the way it is. It is the first step into giving up control of your life, my friends. You've already given up control in so many different ways. But this is a huge step forward into losing control of your life. Having to be forced to buy an insurance policy, which will then eventually be taken over by the government, of course, because nobody's going to be able to afford to do that. So the government's going to keep going, okay, if you want to buy this insurance, we'll give you money, we'll give you supplements from the government, but you have to stop smoking. You have to lose 40 pounds. You have to eat a low-fat diet.
You have to give up the guns
in the house or pay a much higher insurance premium. No, you know what? I'm projecting out there. You're absolutely right. I don't know that's going to happen, but once it starts, look what else the government has gotten into. Once it starts, do you think it's going to pull back? Take a look at Europe. Only thing I can say is look at them. Look what's happening to their society and their economy when 65% of every dollar they make goes to taxes for socialized medicine, for taking care of people. And when they find out they don't have enough money, what happens? Oh, can we say riots? Can we say economy's teetering? That's the last thing we need in the middle of the worst recession we've ever been in since the Big Depression, is to go into a socialized medicine for the whole United States, adding millions of people to a system that would completely overrun it. We've had doctors from all different types of specialties in here. Every one of them has said that. Every one of them has said that. It isn't some of them. It's every one of them. The people that are arguing for Obamacare aren't the doctors, the people in the medical field. They're people that say, oh, no, we need this. We need free medical care. Anyway, Obamacare, and this poll, by the way, is not from the Washington Times. This is a Washington Post. A Washington Post and a ABC News. So it's not like what you would call the most conservative group there. In fact, if anything, it's leaning the other way. So probably the numbers may even be worse. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Redding at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. One way or another. 48 degrees here in the morning of this portion of the show. Brought to you by Espresso Joe's Inside of Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They always have Italian roast and their Portland blend. Go get your coffee beans. That is the best price in town to get your coffee beans by the pound. Espresso Joe's Inside of Tobacco and Brew. Also, a special announcement here, of course. Let's not forget that on the 13th, at Wind River is Ducks Unlimited. They have just a limited amount of tickets left. You can call 241-7325. That's 241-7325 and get a ticket. $65 for a single and $95 for a couple. Really a fabulous, fun night. And, of course,
lots of raffle items, silent auction. I mean, lots of stuff there.
And we really appreciate the work that they do for the restoration and, and I love how they say today, tomorrow, and forever. As promised, I've got two tickets to give away. Are you paying attention this morning? 605-4567. I've got two tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup. Okay? Two tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup, and these are for Sunday, April 22nd. How fun to go to the Red Bluff Roundup. One of the biggest, rodeo experiences in the North State that happens in April. So give us a call here and you get two tickets, courtesy of KCNR 1460. We always talk about this day in history. Well, it was on this day in 1814, Napoleon Bonaparte, Emperor of France and one of the greatest military leaders in history, abdicates the throne and in the Treaty of Fontainebleau is banished to the Mediterranean island of Elba.
Oh.
Today.
Napoleon. Well, somebody just in the chat room said is that the county of Shasta has just, the supervisors passed yesterday that the executive officer can appoint a number. They've changed things. Can appoint a number of department heads without Board of Supervisors ratification.
Wow.
And I'm not sure that the big one there, that Russ Maul's in that one yet, but, so I assume that means is that if he can appoint them without ratification, that he can fire them without ratification. Well, Linda Hartman's going to be on 7:30. We'll ask her because she was involved in that because I had not heard of that before. So.
A couple other things that I want to go down the list that are kind
Absolutely.
Of really, really monumental things that happened, historical events that happened in our history, of course. April 12th, which is tomorrow, the Civil War begins.
It did?
Yep, in 1861.
Well, let's hope that it doesn't start again in 2013.
So all of the things that happened this week, we've got Tiger Woods wins his first major. Lincoln is shot. That's happening April 14th.
Lincoln was shot on April 14th.
That's right. April 15th, Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier. And April 16th, hallucinogenic effects of LSD are discovered. And April 17th, Apollo 13 returns to Earth. So, hey, congratulations, Dan. You won those two tickets. We'll have them here at 1326 Market Street, your Red Bluff Roundup tickets. We have some more to give away next week. And later on, we have a couple other tickets that we're going to be giving away for the River Jazz Society event that's happening this weekend as well.
Okay, just a couple of things. That on April 18th, a week from today, there's going to be a bus heading down, plus other people in cars heading down to Sacramento because on the 18th, they're going to be voting about funding the Veterans Home up here in Redding. The budget board is going to be talking about it, and we want to get people down there, veterans and their supporters, to go on head on down to Sacramento and be there for that 1:30 vote, to have the people controlling the assembly look at us and tell veterans that, yes, you are important to fund, that we do want to open the home on time, or that we can't find the money for you veterans. We can't find the money for that, but we can find money for the committees, for the Railroad to Nowhere, illegals coming across the border and staying here, scholarships for illegals in colleges, and all these other things. So that's going to be on the 18th. So if you want to ride the bus, you need to give a call down to the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. He's taken a list of it, and we'll have that number for you in the next break because we're going to be talking about it. When we come back, I believe Linda Hartman, we have Linda Hartman here, and she's going to be calling in because she's in the middle of a number of different things that she's working on. We'll come back. We'll also be talking about State Pension Fund and the California teachers, what impact that could have on us. Dexter Wright, the new executive director of the Builders Exchange, and North Korea is fueling a rocket for a launch as we speak. What kind of impact is that going to have?
And how about the impact of Siskiyou County tribe has won the approval to build a new casino in Eureka? That's going to be big.
And we're going to have coast-to-coast casinos along I-5. Anyway, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
On the Fox Business Network, stocks sharply higher after their worst loss of the year yesterday. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow now up some 70 points. The Justice Department may sue Apple for allegedly fixing prices for e-books as soon as today. The DOJ is investigating alleged price fixing by Apple and five major publishers, including Simon & Schuster, Hachette Book Group, and HarperCollins, which is owned by News Corp, the parent company of the Fox Business Network. And Best Buy CEO Brian Dunn resigning amid an investigation into allegations of personal misconduct. Best Buy is not commenting on the allegations, but Dunn's departure comes 2 weeks after the world's largest electronics retailer said it would close 50 of its stores and cut 400 jobs. Best Buy has struggled as consumers buy more electronics online. They can also easily compare competitors' prices on their mobile devices while looking at a product in a Best Buy store. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Listeners, here's a way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com.
Stop the fishing around and head down to Wind River Casino and play our Real Riches Swipe to Win. Here you'll have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Crestliner Fishhawk fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Spin the reels and hook into this hot fishing boat. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Mondays and Wednesdays. The big giveaway is April 30th, where you could win your very own Crestliner fishing boat. No better way to unwind. For more information on Wind River's Real Riches Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. In the boat or in the casino, it's always better on the river.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, 7:35 in the morning, April the 11th, 48 degrees. It's raining. It's going to be raining today. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines here, and our chat pack is going strong today. A lot of some newbies in here. KCNR1460.com. Just click on your computer and then hop into it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Go down and see Jeff Wurst, the owner there. Take a little ding or a crack that's 2 feet long. He can fix it. He guarantees his work, and he does outstanding work. That's Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or call him at 241-8373. Well, we welcome to the show our county supervisor and the assistant administrator of the Veterans Home, Linda Hartman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Okay, thanks for having me on today.
Oh, well, we wanted to talk to you about updates on the Veterans Home, but also, what's going on in the county here.
And the change.
And all these things that are happening.
Okay.
Well, you've got, all these people that were just kind of like nobody knew who they were, and then when you said you're not running, five of them come jumping out.
Yeah.
Was that a surprise?
No, I think people are always interested in getting involved, and I think it's great. I think it's great to have people be involved and throw their hat in the ring and let the voters decide what they think is the best direction to go.
Well, I had one of them say, he said, I wasn't going to run until Linda didn't. And so I thought that was interesting. So, obviously indicating that you had a lot of support out there.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. The community has been wonderful to me. I've been an elected for quite a few years now in the county, and it's been a passion and a joy to be involved with the community and help them, moving us forward.
Well, let me ask you a question. Something just came across from the chat room is that the supervisors voted last night, I assume, that to hand over the hiring, and I'm not exactly sure if they're putting this right, but for giving Larry Lees the ability to hire without ratification certain of the department heads.
Well, we're trying to clean things up so it's more clear to everyone on the chain of command. I've always felt that the buck stops with the Board of Supervisors, and I'm a strong believer in that. I think if there's problems within the county, it should come to the board, and we should make those decisions. I have the utmost faith in Larry Lees. He's done a fabulous job. I think the department heads respect him and work well for him, and county's been doing a good job.
Well, does that take away the ability for the supervisors to have anything to say about hiring and firing?
No, Larry is at the direction of the board, and we have the ability to communicate with Larry and give direction. And
okay, I think that what it was when it said without ratification, that which meant to me is that he can hire somebody, without even telling you. I mean, without giving it to you.
That he's always had that ability.
Really?
The board hires the CAO, county council, and Larry is, well, now his new title is CEO instead of CAO.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, we're trying to clean up the books, make it clear to everyone.
Who's in charge, huh?
Yeah.
Does that mean?
Like I said, I believe that if there's problems with the county, you're elected supervisors, and there's five of us, and I believe that a board of five is good. We have five opinions and can represent the community at a whole.
Okay. No, I agree. I think the Board of Supervisors, if you're an elected official, that you should be held responsible, and that every 4 years we have a chance to make our opinions known. That you need a good, strong executive officer in there, as you've just said, and that you all have that you can come down and say, hey, wait a minute, I don't like this, or I need more information on this. As long as that's in there, and that has not been abrogated. But you're telling me it hasn't, so I'm happy with that then. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Can I get the latest from you in the on the update of where we are with the veterans home and the information that you have? I know when you and I talked for a short time the other day that there's still work going on out there at the veterans home. But anything the latest that you have also on the funding?
I would be happy to give an update.
Great. Okay. Lyndon Hartman is our guest, county supervisor, but also the assistant administrator out at the veterans home. And we'll be back in just a minute. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott.
Currently 48 degrees here in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a rainy day today with showers. Temperatures getting to be around 56 degrees. And tonight, our temperatures get to 43. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. This portion of the show is brought to you
North Valley Bank, Business of the Year in 2011. What can you say? It's a local bank helping out local people. And they do great jobs, but it's not just doing business in the bank. It's what they do out in the community that also helps. Working with nonprofits, community events, the employee volunteers, so many of them get out there and work. It's the beauty of doing business with a local bank. North Valley Bank, Business of the Year 2011. Our guest, Linda Hartman, and Linda is, of course, on the Board of Supervisors. but has taken a job as the assistant administrator of the new veterans home here in Reading. Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what's the latest? Is the veterans home ready to move into today?
Not today. Construction is about finished. They're working on some punch list items over the next couple of weeks, touching up nicks in the walls or leaky faucets, just little items. But the basic construction is completed. I've had the authority to hire what they're calling a skeleton crew to help maintain the building. Our crew has been in the last 2 weeks and for the next 2 weeks getting systems training from the contractor and subcontractors so that we know how everything works and how to maintain it and who to call for warranty work, etc. But that is all that we have right now as far as crew is just the basic.
So essentially, if we had doctors and nurses and orderlies and all that, people could start coming into it.
Well, we still have all of the equipment to order and get in. And by equipment, I mean the beds and sure. chairs and tables. That process is going to be somewhat time consuming. And we're in a bit of a precarious position with things like the beds. If we were to order them now and get them in and then not have funding to open and have, hospital equipment like beds sitting there that may only have a year warranty and we can't open for 2 years, our warranties could expire. So.
Well, that's crap. It's not your fault. That's just me making a comment there.
Hey. Well, it's a difficult position to know, what to move forward with when we don't know when we're actually going to be able to accept residents.
Okay, Linda, let's get right down to it. What have you heard about funding for the home? Is it on April 18th? They're going to vote. This is what everything I understand. The budget committee, whether they're going to kick this down the road another year, like Governor Brown wants, or if they're going to find the money to fund this home. What have you heard?
I have not heard anything. I've been directed, to, like I say, hire the skeleton crew to take the building over to maintain it. I'm working on next year's budget proposal. But I have no idea what the legislation is going to do at this time with the budget. I can't tell you. I just don't know.
Yeah.
It's in Sacramento. I'm just doing everything I can to be as prepared as we can. So when we do get authority, we can move forward. Even at that time, people have to understand that we won't be able to open our doors the next day. It's a ramp-up process. There would be a lot of staff to hire, to train, the equipment, the supplies, licensing.
Yeah, no, I understand that if they said, okay, let's start tomorrow, then besides just getting the beds and the equipment in, it's going to take weeks, if not months, to hire, procure, train. So, and you just open it up in one section at a time, from what I understand.
Right. It would be a ramped-in phase of staffing and residents.
Okay. Well, that's, to many, many people, and probably yourself, you're probably frustrated, but you're being very politically correct on this one, is to have this home almost ready to go in a punch list and then having to hire a security crew to keep it maintained and keep people from going in there and stealing the copper must be a little frustrating to you.
It's frustrating, but we're really busy. I've got a lot that I've been doing and have to continue to do. Just like I said, to be ready. And that it's exciting. I'm so proud that we have this home here, and I do know that someday it will be open. And I've had the ability to go visit some of the other homes in California and get some training and see the other homes and how they operate. And I can guarantee everyone that the Redding home is going to be the best one in the state, if not the nation. It's absolutely beautiful. The contractors have done an amazing job.
That's cool. When will we, as a public, get a chance to, you know, maybe have a preview of coming through and, getting excited about it? I think what's happening with a lot of people is it's kind of like push-pull, and I'm sure for yourself as well. But for some of us that would like to, you know, do a fundraise, what do we have to do to you know, be part of this body to bring this home into fruition?
Well, we have a great Veterans Home Support Committee that, you know, can organize fundraisers. We have that great fund already established to help with extras for the home and resident well-being. I think if the community wants to get involved and do another fundraiser, that group is the place to start. As far as getting tours or getting a ribbon cutting, you know, I understand that the community wants that, and I'm working with Sacramento on trying to figure out, you know, when the most appropriate time will be to do that.
Okay. Hey,
so I'm sorry, go on.
Ahead.
I just, you know, at this time we've been kind of having to have a hands-off because it's still under control of the contractor, so.
All right.
Okay,
Linda, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we have people on the line and some questions for you. Our guest is Linda Hartman, supervisor for Shasta County, one of the supervisors for Shasta County, and also the assistant administrator out there at the new veterans home, which hasn't opened yet,
so
but we're working at that.
Hold on, callers. We'll be right back after these messages. Casey and our 1460.
In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Hey, go down there and visit Steve and the rest of the crew at Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Local people doing, you know, if you're going to buy a vehicle, new or used, head on down to Crown Motors and talk to them. They take great pride in the vehicles they sell and serve down there in service. Crown Motors, Reading. Our guest, Linda Hartman, supervisor and is that the right term, assistant administrator to the Veterans Home?
Well, that's what I've been called. My actual job title is Hospital Administrative Resident 2.
Okay, Hospital Resident what?
It's Hospital Administrative Resident 2.
Okay, all right. Well, we've got callers on the phone. Brian, good morning. Do you have a question for Linda? Let me hit it again. Brian, do you have questions for Linda?
Yeah. Hey, I work for Shasta County Office of Ed, and we usually send representatives down to Sacramento, you know, on and off throughout the year to hear some of the debates and discussions that go on that reflect upon us as far as our budgets. And it really helps us ahead of time kind of get a grasp and a picture of what's to come ahead. Do you guys do that?
Well, as a department, we have several people in Sacramento that are following the budget and working closely at that end. As far as locally, I think anyone in our community that wants to be involved with following the budget should work closely with Senator LaMalfa and Assemblyman Nielsen.
Right, but and so you guys have represent that helped you guys decide what you're going to be doing for the next fiscal budget. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, the CalVet headquarters in Sacramento, you know, they have the budget offices and people working very closely and very diligently on presenting budgets for all the homes and for all the veterans programs throughout the state.
And that includes stuff that you guys are doing separately from the vets that directly that impacts the city itself.
I'm not exactly sure what you're asking.
Well, what I'm saying is you're on the Board of Supervisors, correct? You guys do planning for specific things for the city itself. And I'm just curious if you guys send representatives down that listen to the base, that reflect on some of the issues that you're dealing with here in Reading, to help decide how you're going to allocate funds in reference to whatever you're doing for the county itself.
And with Shasta
County Office Bed, we do that all the time, so we have an idea of what our next budget's going to be like and how we can plan for our different departments in reference to those monies that are coming to us, whether there's going to be a deficit or an increase, et cetera.
Oh, as far as the county, absolutely. We follow it closely. There's the California State Association of Counties and our CAO, Larry Lees, our budget officers. Everyone follows and stays on top of every budget move in Sacramento because, you know, the county is a branch of the state government, and we absolutely rely on funding from the state. So we pay attention, we plan for the future, and, of course, never trust what may come or may not come from the state.
Boy, I know that one. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got like a, thanks, Brian, for the phone call. We've got like a minute and a half left. Two jobs, one person. Keeping busy?
Yes, it's been a challenge, but I'm enjoying it. Two positions that are very, very important to me, and I want to wrap up my time on the board you know, as positively as I can. I'm proud of the work we've done as a county. I'm sad to go, but this opportunity to be involved with the veterans hands-on is just, you know,
Can't turn it
I
down.
I feel sort of my calling in life, and, yeah. and I'm excited to do that.
Okay, well. Quickly, we only got a few seconds. Who are you endorsing for your spot?
I do not know that yet. I'm watching closely and getting to know the candidates, and I have not decided.
Okay. Okay, we're going to have you back on, Linda, if
all
we
right,
can.
Linda,
I know you're busy.
Thank you so much.
You want to keep us on an update from somebody that's from the inside here.
Appreciate you calling in.
On the home, can give me a call anytime.
You bet. Thanks
right.
a lot.
Thanks,
okay,
Linda.
We got to take a run here because Mike DeQuisto, running for Congress, is our guest
for
next.
Our next hour wheel. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's April, but the fall campaign is on.
The person I'm out of touch with is Barack Obama. I've been in touch with the American people.
Mitt Romney sharpening his focus on the president now that Rick Santorum's dropped out of the Republican race. And Newt Gingrich says if and when Romney gets the nomination, he'll support him.
We are both committed to defeating Barack Obama.
Now, the president keeps taking aim at the rich. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Washington.
Standing with wealthy Americans that support the Buffett rule, President Obama tried to increase pressure on Senate Republicans who oppose it. The rule would set a minimum 30% tax on incomes over a million. Fairness is what the president calls it. And he called out Republicans.
They want to go in the opposite direction. They want to double down on some of the inequities that already exist in the tax code.
But Republicans say at an estimated $5 billion a year, the tax won't do much about the deficit. They say what is really this is all about is avoiding talking about a sluggish recovery and high energy prices. Dave?
Mike, Apple's being sued, the government filing an antitrust case against the iPhone and iPad maker over e-books. Major book publishers also accused of conspiring to raise prices on electronic books. They headed for the hills and prayed in Indonesia, rocked by a massive earthquake off the coast, then a huge jolt right after. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
The quake measured 8.6, but it was deep beneath the ocean floor, and the rock moved sideways, not up.
There has been a tsunami caused, but nothing like on the scale that we had off Japan last year or off Sumatra in 2004.
As geologist David Roth, three tsunami warnings sounded, but then were cancelled in nations from Indonesia to Tanzania, showing that the warning system now in place is working. Dave?
Alistair, Charles Manson gets another shot at freedom today, but the mass murderer will skip his 12th parole hearing in California. Deborah Tate won't. Her sister Sharon was among the Manson family's victims. She'll argue to keep Manson in prison. On Wall Street, the Dow up 105 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Now that it's the new year, isn't it time for the new you? That's right, the new you. The you who resolves to stop overspending and take control of your finances. The you who's ready to get serious about saving for the future by first paying off your debt. After all, those credit card bills aren't going anywhere until you decide to do something about it. But no worries, you are not in this alone. Nonprofit Trinity Debt Management is here to help. Trinity has a proven program that will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, drastically reduce your interest, and put an end to late fees and collections calls. You will save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. Hey, it's the new year. Shouldn't you make a resolution to call Trinity? 1-800-936-5348.
Trinity!
1-800-936-5348. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Two NATO troops are dead in Afghanistan, one killed in a roadside bombing, the other in an insurgent attack. Meanwhile, the fighting in Syria may be ending, at least that's what the regime is saying, as the UN envoy who brokered a ceasefire to end the year of deadly fighting has gone to Iran for help. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live on our Middle East Bureau.
Dave, UN envoy Kofi Annan says Syria has told him it will stop all military action tomorrow at 6 a.m. local time. He's in Iran for talks, a longtime supporter of President Assad. Annan saying all regional governments can help, especially Tehran.
I'm grateful for the support of Iran, given its special relations with Syria, and I believe Iran can be part of the solution.
Activists say mortar fire from Syrian troops continues to hit Homs today, with reports of 12 people killed. Dave?
Emily, there's been a deadly crash on the border in South Texas involving a van full of illegal immigrants. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Dave, the van designed to carry a driver and up to seven passengers had been gutted to squeeze 19 people in there. Border Patrol agents pulled it over, the driver later speeding off, crashing and flipping over in the South Texas town of Palmview. Nine people are dead, others injured, four ran off. two of them have been caught. Authorities believe the occupants are all from Mexico and in this country illegally. Dave?
Jennifer, a judge in Arkansas has ruled that a Johnson & Johnson subsidiary should pay $1.1 billion the day after a jury decided the company downplayed and hid potentially life-threatening side effects to an antipsychotic drug, Risperdal. A tiny baby girl in Argentina is in good condition after her mother insisted on being allowed to see the premature daughter she was told died. When she went to the hospital morgue, she found the baby alive in a drawer. She says she thought she was hallucinating when she heard a whimper. The girl had been in the morgue in a refrigerated drawer for 12 hours. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 805, April the 11th. Our phone numbers are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live with a lot of people in our chat room at KCNR1460.com. It's been an exciting day so far.
I like how you started with it.
Well, I was going to skip.
Oh, man,
I was going to give the temperature. But then I realized that you're going to give
it's
the weather.
It's in my hand.
It's in your hand. That's right.
Currently 48 degrees, and we're going to have about 90% chance of showers today. So rain. Getting to be up 56. Showers likely tonight with the temperatures around 43. We've got rain all week. Fabulous. And Weather Choice brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We have a big morning. We have to do our, which we love to do, of course, 806, 706, and 906 are market of the minute from Wells Fargo. So let's get right to that with Josh Wiley. What's happening?
Well, good morning. The major averages are higher this morning. Stocks are attempting to snap a five-day slide after Alcoa kicked off first quarter earnings season with better than expected results. Currently, the Dow's up 99 points at 12,815, while the NASDAQ is up 36 at 3,028, and the S&P 500 is up 13 at 1,371. Oil's up 96 cents at $101.98 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.18%. Gold's down 50 cents this morning at $1,660, while silver's down 2 cents at $31.65 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Johnson & Johnson's down 2 dimes at $64 even. McDonald's is up 55 cents at $98.22, while 3M is up 91 cents at $85.92. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. There are Wells Fargo Advisors. You need a place to go down and ask them what's happening in the market. They're the guys get to do it. Josh and Kathy and Susan and Chris, all of them, just going down to Park Marina Drive, find them down there, and ask them the questions. Okay, to, you know.
And the question is, it.
What's going on in the market? What can I do with my money?
It.
You know what?
Covers the whole doggone thing.
If you keep saying that to me, that's all I'm going to be thinking about today. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We have Mike DeQuisto with us, who is running for Congress. And he's a feisty guy, and feisty is the right term, except don't take that wrong. Feisty is somebody that is, he's not combative, but he asks great questions, and he has a lot of good things to say. And he asks questions that probably a lot of us would like to ask. And he does, you know, and I saw him during the debates the other night, and he asked these questions, along with the other, they had four other candidates up there, I believe, four or five. I don't know how many people are running now at this point.
Thank you. That's a nice introduction.
Well, it is. It's you ask good questions. I don't know if you have good answers, and that's what we're going to find out when we get back.
Let's find out if you're the it guy right after these messages. KCNR 1460.
From Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Depending on what day it is, we've had spring, summer, and winter all in the same week. We're delivering kerosene every day, Monday through Friday. You can tell our drivers because they're the ones with the snowshoes and the big stocking hats. We had a lot of folks this year step up and bought bigger and newer heaters. So give Johnny a call and ask about trading in your old heater on a new one. We do take trade-ins. We are selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallons to the big forklift tanks. We're selling a lot of clear pearl now for all the portable heaters and red kerosene for all the others. We have urea exhaust fluid for all the newer pickups and big rigs, anywhere from 2.5 gallon to 55-gallon barrels. Sherry is doing a lot of the pay-forward accounts now, so get on the NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just check out our heaters. And if you want to talk to a real person, just give us a call. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR.
Let's beat that drum.
60.
Let's beat that drum.
Hey, you're going to get a lot of information here this morning with our guests.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. You know, it's hard to find places that take TRICARE, but Hilltop Medical Clinic just started taking TRICARE in support of veterans. They will not only will they collect TRICARE's copay, they will in cost share or deductible, they will then build TRICARE. So you don't have to do that. Many places will take your money and then give you the paperwork to bill TRICARE. They do that right there. Hilltop Medical Clinic has two locations, one at 1093 Hilltop Drive out there by the Country Kitchen, and the other is at 2123 Eureka Way. Give them a call at 246-4629. I can't tell you how happy I am that Dr. Mark Pierce and his staff have done this because it gives another place for veterans to go to for medical treatment.
Our guest this morning is Michael DeCasta, who is running for California's 1st District. Welcome for Congress. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much. Michael, I'm going through your biography and, of course, some of your platforms. But first, why don't you share with our listeners just exactly, you know, tell us a little bit about who you are, your history.
My name is Michael DeCasta, and before we start, my website is votedequisto.com, and DeCasta is spelled DACQUISTO. I'm 58 years old. I'm married. I have two children. One graduated from college. One is still in college, and I'm paying for that. my one son actually works for Apple right now, so he's pretty happy about
that. Cool.
He thinks that's a great job, and he can help us on the computers when we have problems. We moved to Redding in 1994 from Southern California because we didn't want to raise our kids down in Los Angeles. My father and mother were married for many years. He was an Army, grew up in the Army. They paid for him to go to medical school. My mother was a nurse. He practiced at Walter Reed for a long time. We lived in Maryland, in Silver Springs. We lived in Puerto Rico, back to Maryland again, then moved to Indiana. I came out to California in 1971, and I didn't know a soul. I went to Stanford University, graduated in 75 with a degree in economics, which I think is important in today's times. And I went to USC Law School, University of Southern California, and graduated in 78. And I worked for myself. From then until now, I have a small law office, and I'm also a bankruptcy trustee. The only regret I have is I didn't move to Redding in about 1984 or 74, and I waited until 94.
Well, great.
Well, that's USC alumni, especially law school. That takes a lot to get in, so that's kudos there.
Well, you know, it's difficult. Stanford and USC have a big rivalry, almost like Stanford and Cal. And when I went to Stanford, we used to call USC the University of Second Choice.
Yeah.
but don't take offense at that. Yeah, I'm proud of both.
How to win votes here. Okay. Why did you decide to enter the congressional race? I mean, you've got a successful practice here.
Well, I do. And I think that it's for a number of reasons. The biggest reason, like I said, I'm 58. Hopefully I'll live 20 or 30 more years. And this country is in a mess. It's in a big economic mess. And I want to try and do something about it now. I want to do it for the people that are here now. And I want to do it for my kids and my grandkids. But to say I want to do it for my kids and grandkids and not for myself, that's not entirely right. And that's sort of saying you can't fix the problems now. And I think you have to go and try to fix these problems now. I'm funding my own campaign. I'm not accepting donations. I'm using money that I made on my own, and I'm spending it to try to help solve a problem that I think we have. That's the American way, and that's what people need to go do. So I'm in the race and doing it. I wish there were 20 candidates in the race that were doing this instead of 7 or 6. I mean, it's a huge district, and I think it's an important thing to go do.
I think it is, too. I think people need to be involved in this. If you win.
You mean when I win?
When you win. What would be one of the first things you would do?
Well, first I'd have to move to Washington, and I'd have to take my wife and dog with me and give my kids my new address. one of the first things to go do is the debt and the deficit is a huge problem. And I think that Congress should deal with that every day until it's solved. I don't like this punting it down the road and extending it and this and that. So I would introduce a bill right away and say, first of all, no more borrowing. Stop the borrowing. And I can explain why I would do that. But that's the first thing I'd go do.
No votes for to increase the debt ceiling?
I would not vote to increase it. And the reason I would do that is it will force the Congress to deal with the spending. And let me give the example that I give, because they talk in trillions and billions, and people just roll their eyes because they don't know what that is. And I think the politicians do that on purpose. If the government was a family, in the year 2011, it earned $23,000. That would be the tax revenue that it took in. At the same time, it spent $36,000. That would be the tax revenue that it spent plus the additional money it borrowed. And on top of that, it owed $150,000 in national debt. Now, you just multiply those numbers by $100 billion and you get to the trillions that we're at. You tell me, if that's your family, how long can you live like that? How can you get by like that? What would you do as a family to solve that problem? And the answer is easy. You stop the borrowing right away. You just cut the credit card and don't borrow. And that forces you then to deal with the spending issue. And you have to bring the spending under control. Once they do that and take some positive steps in that area, I think people might be willing to pay a little more in taxes if they saw something happening other than a lot of jibber-jabber and blabbermouth with nothing going on.
One of your opponents said he would not vote to raise taxes under any circumstances.
As a lawyer, I learned never to say never and never to say always. There certainly could be times where that might happen. If you look back in our history, when we were bombed at Pearl Harbor and we were stuck in World War II, all of a sudden we had to go ramp up and do things. So the government had to borrow money and sell bonds, and the citizens bought them to do that. So to say that you would never do it is more of a marketing and a political statement than it is a factual statement. But I sure wouldn't put that on the top of the list and say we need to get more money. And the other way to look at the money issue, if you gave the government all the money at the beginning of the year and you figured out the rate at which they spend it, they would run out. Take a guess when they'd run out of the tax revenue.
Oh, I don't know. March?
No, a little longer than that. July 31st.
Okay.
They run out. So then you've got 5 months of borrowing. So let's suppose you doubled the tax revenue. Double it. That might get you all the way through. But if you double it, people aren't going to work. The business people that create jobs and the high-end people are just going to say, forget it. Why should I pay the money? What's in it for me?
Well, a lot of people are starting to take a look at this, that 50% of the people don't pay income taxes. Is that true?
I believe that that's true. The problem is it gets complicated when you look at it. If you say 50% of the people don't pay taxes, that's not accurate.
Not taxes.
It's income taxes.
Income taxes.
So if you make it income taxes, that's different. One of the things that I would do as part of the program is I would get rid of the income tax code. I would get rid of the credits, the deductions, The related to that, I wouldn't have spending for farm subsidies or any kind of subsidies. The government can't do that. What the government can do is, if you look historically at the gross domestic product, which is what the country makes and generates, and you look at the gross government tax revenue, it's about 18%, 16% to 20%, but it averages about 18%, and historically it's done that for a long time. So if you got rid, and that's irrespective of the highest tax rates, the income tax rate. So when the income tax rate is 70%, it's still 18%. When it's 20%, it's still 18%. So get rid of the tax code. The tax code is not accomplishing the goal of generating money for the government. It's just a way of reallocating, which I don't think the government's job, it's not the government's job to do that. So if you get rid of that and you put a flat national sales tax in, you'll generate the same amount of money. I think you'll generate more money because you'll get the underground economy.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break here. I would recommend for all our listeners and those of you who are online, go to votedequisto.com. I want to come back and talk about number five, stop all federal subsidies. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of that when we get back.
Okay.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Saturday, May 5th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., enjoy a delicious Mexican dinner buffet and elements for only $7.77. Buffet includes chicken and beef fajitas, cheese enchiladas, build your own nachos and tostadas, plus all the condiments. Receive $5 free slot play, drink specials and party favors too. Grab a bite and check out the kickin' DJ and overtime sports bar and lounge. DJ starts at 9 p.m. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to winriver.com. It's better on the river.
Ever had to wait around for a service company who didn't show up? Wouldn't it be nice if there was a punctual chimney sweep who was clean and nice? Well, flu season is. But don't take my word for it. Mrs. Malley of Reading says, your technician showed up on time and is very professional. You were easy to schedule with. You are very polite and excellent at keeping things clean. Flu season chimney sweeps, the nice professionals for wood, gas, and pellet service, air ducts, and dryer vents. 221-3331 or 527-3331.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:24 in the morning. Carl and DeBot. This portion of the show brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. Hey, during this month, go on down to 1358 Market Street, that's the corner of Market and Tehama, and enter the contest to win a $300 tattoo.
That's right. You can get the old one fixed, a new one put on.
Or a redo.
A redo, or as Bad Bob does, he's already signed up twice down there, is he wants to take all those names of all those women that he's had tattooed on his left shoulder and have it made into one big heart that says Brenda. Nathan's Anthem's Tattoo opens 7 days a week. And like I said, they've got the finest under. We've been down there. We've talked to all the people. They are great people down there. Nathan's Anthem's Tattoos. And if you just mention this ad, you get 20% off your tattoo to the end of the month. That's if you don't win the $300 one. So just go on down to 1358 Market Street, corner of Market and Tehama, and sign up.
We are taking your calls this morning, of course. This is the great time. It's candidate selection. Michael DeCristo, who is running for, of course, Congress in the 1st District. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And we were talking about votedecristo.com and, of course, taking your calls. But before we took a break, we were talking about number 5 on your things that you are standing for, one of which is number 5, stop all federal subsidies. A government study in any form is an effort to artificially influence the private enterprise free market system. Goes on to say the federal government has no business trying to influence these markets. Could you expound on that?
I'd be happy to. The job of the federal government, in my opinion, is not to pick winners or losers in the free market economy. The government is not a venture capitalist. It shouldn't be investing in solar industry or in green technology. There are plenty of people in this country with plenty of money and plenty of smart brains around, and mostly venture capital. And that's how those companies get started. If there was a way to have green, sustainable energy that was profitable, people would flock to it. You wouldn't need the government to help. And when the government tries to help, it just winds up wasting money. You can calculate it in any number of terms if you look at the stimulus and how many jobs. First it was jobs created, then it was jobs saved. Well, how do you decide if you saved a job or not? I mean, it just becomes very complicated and very expensive per job. So I think the government does a poor job at that. One of my opponents in the race, Senator LaMalfa, collects farm subsidies, and he has for many years, he and his family. That's legal, and I have no objection to someone complying with the law. He's not violating the law in any way, shape, or form. But I don't see why his business needs to collect money to make a profit. If I have a bad month last month, I can't send the government a bill and say, I'd like a subsidy to help me out because I was a little short and I couldn't cover things. And the reason that he has it is the government has picked and chosen winners and implicitly losers, people that can't get it. And it's just not fair to do that if the government's not good at it. I would stop it across the board. If you can't make it on your own as a rice farmer or as a government, as a car company or as anything else, that's what free enterprise is all about. God bless you. Go find something else to go do. There's 1,000 ways to make a profit. But the government should not be helping you to do that.
Should the government subsidize those entities? And in this case, what LaMalfa says is it's rice, soy, sorghum, and something else that if they didn't, other nations like China and others would dump all of theirs on our market and put our, they call them the these strategic foods out of business.
First of all, I don't think that would happen. Second of all, if you look at the price of rice over the last 4 or 5 years, it's gone up a lot. So in addition to the subsidies, there's a lot of money being made in the rice farming business. And there's always an argument you can make to say, well, you need to do this because otherwise you won't be able to eat. Well, I don't believe that. I don't think that's true. And if the business isn't profitable, the person running the business should find something else to do or find a way to make it profitable without relying on help from the government.
Okay.
And the other part, to say that so it's legal to take it and that's fine. But now to come and run for an office and say, I'm a fiscal conservative and I'm going to go to Washington and I'm going to now cut spending, well, it seems to me the first thing you ought to do is put some skin in the game. And some skin in the game would be, at a minimum, I'm not taking any more subsidies from my farm, at a minimum. And, you know, if you really want to do it, maybe I'll give some back. One of the things that I have on my website and I've pledged to do is I will take 20% of my salary and I'll use it to give back to the government. I'd like to designate it to pay down the debt or to help run the government more positively. I think everybody has to contribute based on the nature of the problem. Everybody has to give up something. So it's kind of a little bit off your subsidy question, but...
But that's what you're. That's one of the things that was addressed during the debate. Was, hey, are you going to put any skin in the game here? You're getting subsidies, and other people aren't.
I think it's a fair question.
And I think it is. It's a very fair, very fair question.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, and when we come back, a couple of questions I'd like to pose. One of which would be, we're taking your calls here at 605-4567 or in the chat room. Where you're going to be. Where you're going to be speaking. People can get to know you up front. The other thing is I want to talk about, I know that there's a lot of things that you're in a perfect world slashing and hashing and things that you want to come in and make different. Let's talk about if you've held offices in the past. All right, we're going to take a break on that note right here. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Attorney General Eric Holder says the Justice Department could take action against the man who killed Florida teenager Trayvon Martin.
If we find evidence of a potential federal criminal civil rights crime, we will take appropriate action.
Holder speaking in Washington to a group organized by Reverend Al Sharpton. A Florida prosecutor is also deciding whether to charge George Zimmerman. Johnson & Johnson and a company it owns have been fined by an Arkansas judge more than $1 billion. A jury finding an antipsychotic drug did not include sufficient warning of the risks for taking it. Mitt Romney says he's not close to deciding on a running mate.
That's a process which has not begun yet, but will probably begin pretty soon.
Romney speaking to Fox News the day after Republican Rick Santorum dropped out of the presidential race. Romney expects Santorum will eventually make campaign appearances with him. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Cowboy open, party down.
Lock up your women, because the roughest, toughest rodeo cowboys are all coming to Red Bluff. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. The Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are four for just $30. Saturday is Bravo Bank Day with a new start time, 2:30. Come shop the Cowboy Marketplace and have a cold one before the show. Sunday is St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. But be sure to get your discount tickets right now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. April 20th, 21st, and 27th at the Hama County Fairgrounds. Get ready to
cowboy up and party down.
And hey, don't miss the concert after the rodeo. Saturday night, thanks to Diamond W Productions, his multi-platinum country superstar, Tracy Lawrence. The Red Bluff Roundup is on.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookie and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their t-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot, 8:35 in the morning, April 11th, 48 degrees and raining out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
The boys.
Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans and seniors. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Go on in there, catch up on conversation, and don't worry about seeing Dr. Phil on the TV. Never happened. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice.
Well, we are with Michael DeQuisto, who is running for California's 1st District for Congress, obviously, and we've been asking questions. Now you're a Rotarian.
That's correct. I've been a Rotarian since 2000. I've participated in, for those of you who don't know, Rotary is one of the probably the largest service organization in the world. It's privately funded. And they do projects from A to Z. You couldn't think of a project that they haven't done or they have not participated in.
You were talking at the break about how you and a group of eight people.
We had a group of 8 or 10 people, and if I won't remember all their names, but we went to India and we passed out prosthetic hands. We purchased hands for $50 each, and we passed them out to people, children or adults, who had amputations essentially at their mid arm, and it was a hand that you strapped on. And it gave the person the ability to grasp and to hold for something they never had before. And you should see the faces of these people when they could hold a pencil or hold a pen or write a picture or draw something. I mean, it was absolutely wonderful.
Wow. I guess it is. To them, it's almost like a miracle.
It absolutely is a miracle, no. And it costs $50.
I know. And it's when you think about it, there's just things that we in the United States take for granted, I guess. And then just like clean water. I mean, clean water is you can go anywhere in this country that I know of and get a glass of water and drink it and not fall down gasping or have to, you know, spend the rest of your life in the bathroom.
Except for that gas station somewhere on the way to
Red Bluff. Yeah, but that's okay. You know, occasionally it's okay to throw up, but yep. Almost every other place. But let's go to the phones. John,
good morning.
Good morning,
John.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Dad Bob and Mr. DeQuisto.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you.
Listen, I'd like to go back to the farm subsidy things for a minute here. And this is going to be a little rough, but I need to kind of clarify something and then ask you your position on it, if you don't mind.
Sure.
The farm subsidies are pegged to the preferred status or minimal import tariffs that make importing food cheaper than growing it here in the USA, and that's for foreign countries. We curry favor and cooperation with foreign countries by giving them preferred nation status and discounts in order to keep our national farming functional. The farm subsidies exist. Are you suggesting you will change this policy, get them to stop utilizing preferred status as a diplomatic method, and consequently eliminate the need for these things to go on? Because I think that the national subsidy program for farmers is absolutely essential to the well-being of this country and is a foreign diplomacy tool.
Well, as a congressman from the 1st District, I'm not in charge of foreign diplomacy. That would rest with the president and the executive branch in large part.
I agree with you, and yet that you're suggesting that Mr. LaMalfa is doing something wrong by taking this subsidy that is foreign policy, this diplomatic foreign policy method.
What I said was it's completely legal for him to take it, and I have no objection to him following the law and taking it. What I'm saying is that it's hypocritical for him to come now and say, I want to go to Washington and cut spending, but he wants to cut other people's spending, not his. And the second point I was making was
Wait a minute. You're going too fast there, Mr. DeQuisto, because aren't you saying the same thing yourself, that you're not going to go there and try to change this either? that you would try to cut other factors but not the farm subsidy, because it wouldn't work to do that, and you're not in the first district going to be the person that's going to be allowed to do that.
No, I think you misunderstood what I said. I don't think the government should give subsidies to anybody in any industry for any reason. So I would vote to cut all subsidies. I'd cut subsidies to the oil companies. I'd cut subsidies to the farmers. Any other subsidy. I don't think the government can do it effectively.
That's a really short-sighted approach to things, especially since they've been using this as a tool of diplomacy for probably the past 50 years.
Well, the only observation I have is the country's broke, and you're going to have to pick and choose what you're spending money on. I don't think it's an effective way to spend money, but other people disagree.
Well, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thanks, John, for your phone call.
Bye.
Goodbye. One of the things that I've read lately is that in election year, the one thing people aren't going to touch, which you seem to be looking at touching, is entitlements. Social Security, Medicare, SSI, and all this. This is a huge amount of spending that goes on.
The entitlement spending is what actually is driving in large part the debt that we have every year. And if you took back, going back to the how fast you spend the money, if you come to July 31st and then you cut out essentially all government spending except for debt servicing, Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, and the entitlements, that's what you've got left. So that's the biggest driver that we have that's forcing us where we are. And you have to be realistic about it. Past politicians have made promises that were based on assumptions, or maybe they didn't think about what the future would hold. Maybe they didn't know, and things have changed. It's unfortunate, but I don't see a way that we can currently keep the promises that were made in the past. And when I say everyone has to share, everyone has to share. So I think you do need to change the entitlement spending in some fashion, whether you raise the age, whether you cut the benefits. If you just look at Greece and the situation in Greece today, they have told the pensioners who receive their income essentially from the government, we're going to cut it because we don't have it to pay. I don't want to see the United States have to do that. And if we make an effort now, we can avoid that and we can try to solve that. If we don't do anything, it'll be the typical government response, and they'll run around after the fact, just like the GSA thing. Oh, this is terrible. We didn't know this was happening. And, it's been happening for a long time. They'll run around after the fact. They'll cut the money, and they'll say, oh, sorry, what are we going to do now? I'm trying to be proactive about the problem, but it's a problem that everybody needs to face.
And I think everybody looks at it like that, but this is an election year, and they've been kicking it down the road. There's not going to be one of them that addresses this, I don't believe, you have, but I'm just talking about at the national level, is going to address this in a format that could actually work, because nobody wants to say, hey, I'm going to take money away from you. Got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. It's 8:42 in the morning. Our guest is Mike DeQuisto, who's running for the 1st Congressional District.
You can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Spring is back, so to get you motivated, we got the ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. For all the folks with hot rods getting ready for cool April nights, stop by and pick up some high-octane race fuel. If you're wanting to burn brush or just clean up around the house, we sell red diesel in 5-gallon pails. Barbecue season's just starting, so fill up your 5-gallon bottles and keep an extra one at the house so you don't run out on Sunday. Northern Lights Energy. For home, ranch, farm, and construction, a little bit of logging. If you need it, we bring it. Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning's portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down and see Joe and Shelly. 35 years in business, Espresso Joe's. On a day like today, go down and get that special coffee there on sale for $3 for a 20-ounce cup, plus the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will match or beat any price on for tobacco in this town. They are a local business. They we need to support our local businesses. Plus, they have a community room there that they use. They let people for donations. Just use the room for your community needs. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for veterans, of course, at Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, Mike DeQuisto, running for Congress, the 1st Congressional District. We've been talking about a number of things. Let's talk about something near and dear to many of our people's hearts. But first, let's go to the phones, to Billy Bob. Billy Bob, good morning. You have a question.
Yes, sir. Great show as usual, you guys. Welcome, Mike DeQuisto to the arena.
Thank you.
Fabulous. I listened to you, on another radio program yesterday morning, and I'm fascinated with your approach to your politics. I agree, wholeheartedly with your subsidy, elimination. And again, I encourage you to keep going and keep plodding ahead because you're the type of guy we need in there. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, again, great show. You guys are doing a wonderful job presenting all these choices we have, but it's critical that guys like you, and I'm fascinated with your Stanford and USC and all your credentials, and you got my vote, buddy.
Well, thank you. Tell your friends. Just make sure you only vote once.
Yeah, but the only problem I got with you is I can't donate to your political campaign.
I will take a vote, and if you want to walk a neighborhood or send me some contact information, I'll send you some flyers and cards, and you can walk them and pass them out.
Well, that at least gives me some relief because I was really irritated in the fact that I can't contribute to your great cause.
Well, I'll tell you, just so I think when people contribute, you could call it access, you call it lots of things. I call it buying votes, and you can't tell
me. Well, I know, but hey, LaMoffa and Anastev are all crony politicians. I like your style, buddy. Keep it up. All right.
Thank
I'll
you.
Let you go.
Thanks, Billy Bob. Thanks for the nice words.
Let me just say one more thing. The signs and the materials that I purchased for my campaign, I've purchased them all locally. I haven't bought out of the district or out of the state. You get a lot of ads and people want you to do here and there, and I think it's important to spend your money here. So I've done that, and I've tried to spread it around because I think that's an important thing to do.
I think it is, too.
Well, kudos.
Thank you.
Yeah, staying with local businesses.
Because sometimes you can get it less expensive somewhere else.
As opposed
to corporate.
We're not
doing that. Mm-mm.
Okay, Billy Bob, I can't believe you actually listened to another station.
after all these years.
Boy, you zeroed in on
that. Well, I tell you, I got that one. Anything after you said that, I didn't hear. So, you could have been talking about King Kong. I would have not heard
people,
after you said
people
that.
People bounce around. You know that.
Hey, by the way, Far, glad that you're okay. I hope you're listening. You were on the internet there for a while. Had serious surgery, so we're one of our chat pack and one of our little family there, so we're glad you're back and you're okay.
We asked a question earlier about you were Rotarian, but I think again we were talking before one of our breaks about the fact that you your platform, many things are eliminating this and government subsidies and tax straight across and other things. When you get in, you have to really work, they call it reach across the aisle or whatever it's called.
Well, I hate that phrase.
I do too. But, there's extremes. How do you, share with our listeners perhaps what you've done as an officer or a candidate, not just a candidate, but something that you've done in the past that might be a situation where you had to go in, you had a specific idea, but yet you had to make it work for you.
Sure. There have been a number of situations. I've sat on local boards and this and that. One of the issues when we first came to town was the Shasta County Library, and it was closed. It wasn't open on Saturdays. There were a lot of problems with it. We've now got a library with a city-county partnership, and I have been involved in that process in varying phases from the beginning when we first moved here until the final end. And one of the last ones was actually working out the agreement between the city and the county. And we went into a room, and there were probably 20 people there, half from the city and half from the county, and about three people that had nothing to do with the government. And you would sit and listen and talk. And one of the ways that you convince people is, one is you beat them down, but you don't do that. If you express your ideas intelligently, without a lot of emotion, and then if you listen to what the other person has to say, you can find something that's in common. When you watch TV, a lot of it is to fill airtime, so they have to put people on with wildly opposing views, and they wind up yelling at each other, and they say this creates a terrible atmosphere, which it does. Some of that's done for ratings and done for the public consumption because a lot of it's marketing as opposed to the true facts of what's going on. It's hard for me to believe that any person in Congress can't understand this math problem that we have with the budget. It's not a left problem, and it's not a right problem. It's a math problem, and it's not hard to fix. So the answer is you sit and you talk, and you say, tell me what number is too much borrowing. Now we have a point to go from. Tell me, if you want to raise taxes, well, how much is too high? How much is too low? What about this? What about a government that tries, you say, tell you what, why don't we try a sales tax for 2 years, and we think it'll generate X? And if it doesn't, let's go back to the other tax.
So you think that you can sit across from Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters and say, so what do you think is fair, without them trying to rip your throat out?
Are we in private or in public?
Well, in private.
Well,
I don't answer that because I'm going to take a break. It's really not a fair question, but yeah, it is. I'm going to take a break now because we have to. And we come back, what you're saying makes sense. It makes sense to people like us. It makes sense, I hope, to the voters, is that we should be able to sit down and discuss things. However, my question is, when we get back, have we gone to that point now where we're into these factions that it's my side or nothing? We'll talk about that when we get back. Those are in our last segment. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishments? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bond. Well,
welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
He pointed at me.
855. He pointed
just letting
at
you know you before you talking. Said
that we're live. Something. I didn't say what, naked bike riders in San Francisco? Visualize that one at the last 5 minutes of this show today.
I guess tomorrow will be Reading Police Chief Rob. Letty?
I don't think he wants to be in the same breath.
We have questions for the chief. People have got some these really great ideas, and I brought this up before, maybe tomorrow, about the combat kilts for the Reading Police Department. We can discuss it probably for a short period of time. Mike DeQuisto, running for Congress, is our guest today. And, Mike, before we, in our last segment here, let's hit illegal. The illegals that are in our country.
Let me go back. You asked me a question and didn't allow me to answer.
That's
about,
true.
About what do I deal with Nancy Pelosi and these people. I honestly believe that there are enough people in the Congress who you can sit and talk to. You don't have to convince everybody. It's a numbers game. All you need is half plus one of 435.
That's true.
So, you know, it's like when you run for office, you can't get everybody to vote for you. That would be impossible unless you're in a communist country.
Okay. So... And you're right, we need to reach out. But I know sometimes I'm thinking there's certain people you're never going to reach. But if you can get the moderates, and I think there's enough people. I can't believe that people would run for office with this thought in their mind only is how to better themselves and their own little elite group. I think that 99.9% of people run for office because they want to help. They have in their hearts what is good for our country. I think after that.
I think that's true.
Okay, the illegal question. We got 3 minutes.
It says on my website, the first thing you have to do is wrap your arms around the problem. So that would mean you need to patrol the border, shut the border, stop the flow of illegals coming in. Then you have the group that's here illegally. I think we need to we have the laws in place to handle that. If you came here illegally, you should be deported, or whatever the law says should happen to you. And if you have to go back to your country to reapply, then you need to go back and reapply. But Congress can make that easier. They set quotas and say who we will take in. So if you want to make it easier, increase the quotas. Say that we'll take 10 times as many people as or we'll take you in the quotas. If you can prove you were here before and had a productive job, then you reapply and we'll give you a bump up in the quotas. So Congress can do that by passing the laws. But you can't – to give amnesty, I believe, is a code word for saying we're rewarding you for breaking the law. And for the life of me, if you want to go to a country to better yourself, why would you go break the law to get in there or stay there? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, last statement. We got like about a minute left, a minute and a half.
You know, I'll tell you, there's I'm a bankruptcy trustee. The biggest problem that this country faces is economic. I see people, I've administered tens of thousands of cases in the same area that the congressional district is, and the country's broke. In bankruptcy, you get a fresh start. You get to wipe your debt out and say, I'm going to go again in the future and do better. The United States doesn't get a fresh start. We can't say to our creditors, we're not going to pay it. We could say it, but we're better than that, and we don't want to say that. So we need to solve the problem now. If we sent a bill to every citizen and you realized how much you owed and said you want to pay something on it, people would raise this problem to a higher level and would deal with it. Like I said, I have an economics degree. I am a citizen legislator. I would believe in the 2-4-6 rule, which is 6 years is the most I'd stay. 4 years is probably plenty. And 2 years, if I'm not getting the job done or I haven't kept my promises, I'd get up and leave and let somebody else go in.
Where are you going to be next?
Where am I going to be next?
Yep.
I'm going to be up in Bernie and MacArthur at the Chamber of Commerce 2 days next week. I'll be out at the Cool April Nights. I've got here in Reading, the next appearance will be in May 8th, I think, for the Women's League of Women Voters.
Okay. How can they get a hold of you?
VoteDaQuisto.com, and it's DaQuisto.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Mike, for coming by.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, we want to have everybody on because how can you learn about a person if you don't listen to them talk? Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta, Redding.
My ground won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Reassurance from the Justice Department that it is still reviewing the Trayvon Martin case in Florida. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
The special prosecutor promises to announce whether gunman George Zimmerman will face charges for the February shooting by the end of this week. But here in Washington, Attorney General Eric Holder says the feds will be conducting a separate investigation.
If we find evidence of a potential federal criminal civil rights crime, we will take appropriate action.
But Holder also promises at every step, investigators will follow the facts and the law. Holder would not say whether what the investigation has uncovered so far. Lisa.
Jared, thanks. A day after Rick Santorum's exit,
we will get behind our nominee, I believe, as a party.
Mitt Romney still planning to be that nominee with a wide delegate lead over his remaining two rivals. But Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul still campaigning too, ahead of the next five primaries on April 24th. This is President Obama pitches the Buffett rule for a second